Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You already know. I already know what this means.
Oh!
We got beef.
Love a good beef. Well, not everybody, but maybe some of our friends here. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we'll get back to the phones on BG, Eagles, Mount Rushmore's, and of course, JT Realmuto. I would extend his contract right now, and I don't typically want to do that for older players. I'm always afraid they're going to decline more. But I just don't see the better option for the Phillies in their own system. And that's not a slight to Garrett Stubbs. Let's just be real. And I don't even think Marchand's a starting everyday catcher. I just think they don't have anyone ready. And the free agency market next year is very light. I'd give him a new contract right now. I would do 3 years before opening day. Would you re-sign JT or let this thing play out? But we can't avoid this anymore. There's a budding rivalry going on here. I don't even really know how this started. But it seems like we are on the verge of DeCamera versus Fritz.
You see what happens when we're away?
I know.
Everything
just
falls apart.
Yeah, this place is melting down. So I don't know. I don't know how this started or why it started. But it sounds like DeCamera versus Fritz in an athletic battle might be the next thing we get here. Let's listen to a little bit of the afternoon show reacting to a little bit of the morning show with all of this nonsense.
What is that nonsense?
He's a college athlete.
College athlete, my ass. What was he, D6?
You claim athlete status.
Well, I am an athlete. I just chose
and
not to
Fritz
play at a certain point. He can claim it.
Are you a better athlete than Jack Fritz?
Probably. I'd have to see him play
buddy.
More.
Ooh. Here we go.
James, wouldn't you think?
No, I don't think.
Wait, you don't think I'm a better athlete than Fritz?
I'm not. Where Richie is saying Jack is some amazing athlete, but I think he's absolutely a better athlete than you.
What's he better at than me?
Do you think anyone
pitched in college?
Okay,
are you kidding?
Let's just say he may be a better baseball player. I'm going to say
maybe.
Are you
kidding
me?
Definitely a better baseball player.
What else is better? You can't beat me in basketball.
I'm sure
you can't beat me in tennis.
I'll bet everything I have that he beats you in basketball.
He can beat you in everything.
He's like a 6 handicap or an 8 handicap as a golfer.
When you look at his body, does that look like athlete body?
Wow. Who's talking right now?
Yeah, but look at that guy.
Oh, he didn't let up.
He got a little testy.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't let up.
That went on for like 4 minutes.
Well, this has got to happen then.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to figure out what the.
Are
we're
you
doing
willing
the,
to?
Sure, whatever to appease his little nonsense.
Well, he actually threw out. He said baseball. He said
basketball.
Tennis.
Well, I cook him in basketball. There's just no
tennis.
Percent. Yeah, I'd beat him in tennis.
See, basketball, I feel like he would just want to have a shooting contest.
Again, that's not basketball.
Like the free throw contest.
Real 1-on-1 to 11.
Well, 11? Well, 11. What do we have? 4 hours? How about 7?
I would score. Yeah. It would be 11.
Be out there all day waiting for y'all to get to 11.
We'd all just be waiting to leave.
That's not
be
true.
Be like, okay, morning show's over. Gillo and Hugh have to talk about 11, Jack and Joe.
11 to 3. That would be the final score.
Ooh. Wow.
Maybe 3. I don't even know if it would be
so,
3.
What about tennis?
I cook them in tennis. No, I played tennis growing
this
up.
This is a momentous occasion because we've taken a lot of shots in the morning show and they never fire back.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they fire back. Jack, I believe in you, but we need to make this happen.
All right. So, Hugh, what's your first reaction to this? I mean, so I don't know when and how it started, but the camera came pretty strong. He, you know, when presented with the information that Jack played college baseball, he said, what, D6? And then basically said he would beat him in anything except baseball. My first thought is, DeCamera is out of his mind on this one. This isn't a tomato can on Beat the Hammer.
Tomato can.
This is someone.
You're fighting a tomato can.
This is someone that is.
You're fighting a tomato can.
This is someone that, not that Jack is still a great athlete, but he was a college athlete, and he's much younger. And let's just also baseline this. Joe's not a current athletic person. I look at Joe, I just think regular person, right? Regular guy. Jack's kind of more regular now too, but he was an athlete.
He's kind of more regular.
And he's way younger. I think Joe would be in big trouble if this goes down.
When you asked me this morning, and we talked about this, I kind of refrained from my opinion because I wanted to think about this a little while. Because I'm trying to figure out when we say athleticism, what does that mean? Because, you know, me and Spike got beef about the about the whole push up thing. So I'm just trying to figure out what is your definition of athleticism? Because no disrespect to the golfers, I've said this. I don't feel like golf is a good test of athleticism because you have a lot of older, mature individuals out there playing golf right now. And my man Bill just chimed in talking about don't be hating on golfers. So I'm not hating on golfers, but I'm just saying.
But if those two played golf, Jack would probably win.
Probably because I hear Jack talking about golf a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now to be fair, Joe does also play too.
Yeah, but I don't think Joe's as locked in as Ike and Jack are.
I agree.
Yeah, from what I know from hearing both of them talk about their golf game, if I'm to believe both of them, I think Jack is probably a better golfer.
I agree. So golf, Jack would probably win.
Yes.
If they play basketball, who do you think would win? Now, free throw contest is different. Mm-hmm. We know Joe can actually do that. If they played one-on-one basketball, Hugh, who would you pick?
I would probably have to go with Fritz.
Me too.
Because Joe, like neither one of them scream. Like to be, if I'm being honest, neither one of them scream athlete to me.
Agreed.
Like neither one of them scream.
My life's
like, oh
a waste
my God.
Of time.
But if I had to go, I would probably give it to Fritz because of the height thing, and the fact that you know he's a little bit more active. Mm. You know, but I mean, hell, like I said, let's do it like this. I mean, keep it simple. Let's do a bench contest. Mm. See who can bench the most.
Now they
put 100 pounds on the bar.
You need a spotter
and just. Put 100 pounds. You don't need no spotter for 100 pounds.
They could wrestle.
Hold on a second.
You don't, Joe. You don't need 100 pounds.
So no, I'm not saying that you should have to need one.
Well, somebody might.
Yeah. But yeah, what's going to happen when
who are you to say
when that bar collapses onto Cameron's chest?
No,
it's an HR problem.
No. Listen. Okay, we can have one for that purpose.
Just in case.
But
yeah. Richie is the spotter.
Yeah, man, we don't need someone dying here.
If you can't push 100 pounds up to failure, and then once you at failure, get it off your chest. Then you need to reevaluate your current man card situation. It's 100 pounds, dog.
I hear you.
It's 100. It's not like I'm saying do 2 1/4.
Well, that then someone would die.
Yeah, dude, like 100 pounds. I mean, hell, they both weigh more than 100 pounds. If you can't get 100 pounds off your chest, dog, come on.
Can I be devil's advocate about this whole thing?
You don't think Fritz would win?
All right. First of all, I think we need to figure out if DeCamera has a functioning groin, because that would play a huge role.
How are we going to find out, though?
Well, I mean,
I ain't trying to find out.
I would assume that if he's willing to do this, then he feels pretty good about where he's at in that area. Now, But I guess what I'm thinking about here is, you know, someone that we've mentioned a lot on the show once said, hungry dogs run faster.
Yeah, that happened.
I think Jack might be going into this a little bit like the Kansas City Chiefs were before this Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl. Where he's like, oh, no, I got this. Like, I'm not even going to really, like, I'm going to pay it no mind. And I think that's where you become vulnerable. Hmm. I think the camera might want it more. And if I know anything about Jack and some of the other athletic feats that he's tried to perform here at WIP, now he did do the Run Fritz Run thing. That was successful.
8 minute mile.
But I think if I'm not mistaken, he's a little bit of a choker with some of this other stuff.
Well, he did race me in the Eagles Autism Challenge.
And you burn him.
Well, I mean, I sat down at the finish line and waited for the guy to arrive.
So, like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like he's talking a big game, and that could cost you.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jack's not, there's upset potential with anything, but do you guys believe in DeCamera when it comes to being athletic? He might pass out.
I believe Joe DeCamera's pride has gotten into this conversation. Mm.
And greatest thing to ever come from
and
Phil.
And I think he's probably writing checks that his ass can't cash.
I feel like you're honest. Right on that.
But I like his chances because it's not, I mean, and this is going to sound disrespectful, but it's not meant to be, but I mean, it's not like, I mean, Jack's not like a lot of competition.
I don't think it's a massive gap. Jack is going into this thinking that it is.
Yeah, it's not. To your point, it's not like, you know, you're.
It's not me versus you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to. I mean, but I don't work out like that. But Jack don't work out. You know what I mean? Jack don't work out at all. Though.
The age gap, does it concern you?
I would not be concerned with that.
There's an age gap.
Jack's got two kids now. That
now
ages you.
That's true. That he's probably
to,
run
the
down.
Cameras,
run
he
down.
Likes to Kyle point Free. Out the fact that he got two kids.
Yeah, that's true.
But technically his wife got two kids. He just participated in the, you know,
well,
the making.
Well, I think he means like waking
the making,
up in the middle
but then
of the
there's,
night.
Yeah, there's,
no, I mean,
you know, there's more than just making the baby.
But if we're being honest, man, you're the dad. That's your job. You complaining about taking care of your kids. You know what I mean? They're
but he
your
might
kids.
Not be getting full, like, he might not be
rest.
Getting
well,
a lot
guess
of sleep.
What?
Like
well, you shouldn't have done what it took to get those kids back to back.
That's done now.
But that milk is spilt, man. He's got the kids.
That's what I'm saying. So quit complaining about it. That's all
well,
I'm saying.
Well, I'm not saying he's complaining about it. I'm saying that should be factored in.
What, that he got kids?
Yeah.
Man, stop it.
I would bet. All right, just I'm
a guy with two kids versus a guy that doesn't. I think we would
well,
all just go into
as far
it assuming.
As sleep, but
yeah,
sleep,
and like and just general energy.
But Joe hosts the morning show.
That's true.
That out. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Joe's sleep patterns are all off too. Yeah. Just in a different reason.
Also, there's Joe's diet.
Joe's diet is.
What does Joe eat?
Oh, you never heard this? Is that audio anywhere available? If it's
I can try and find it.
Hugh, back in the day when the Cam Ritchie were on the midday show, they did a deep dive into Joe's diet.
Mm-hmm. What does he eat?
Not good. It's not good. And I don't know if he's upgraded this or he's kind of worked on it, but it was you listen to it and then you wondered how the guy was functioning. It wasn't a great thing. I would take Jack in almost any event they do. Maybe outside if it's like free throw competition. We know Joe is good at that. But I think Joe's walking into a loss here.
I'm going to see if I can cook up the camera's diet.
Oh, it's a lot. All right, let's go back to the phones. First, though, let's get to our Twitter polls, and we have quite a few today. Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so we have some polls up today, Hugh Douglas. Let's see where the people come down. First, on Brandon Graham. Is Brandon Graham on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? On this poll today, 56% yes. Should the Phillies give JT Arumoto an extension before opening day? I vote yes. 73% are on no. All right, you know what? You guys enjoy Stubbs and Marshawn next season.
You know what? The most surprising one there is not the JT one. It's the Brandon Graham one after he just retired.
That you're saying 44% are no?
That's low.
It is. You're
saying that he shouldn't?
That he's not a Mount Rushmore
guy. Well, because people, a lot of times, and this is, again, no disrespect to the fan base, they don't realize what it takes to do what Brandon did for 15 years. And that's why I'm here, trying to explain to you the best that I can, and some of y'all still don't get it.
Mm.
That's hard to do. So, like, it's just hard for people to grasp what it is that he did and did at a high level for as long as he did it.
I think the part with Brandon that's hard for some people, Hugh, is he was never considered a great...
An elite player. Right. He was never in the breath of someone said Aaron Donald today.
Right,
he
right.
was never in that breath. He was never considered that type of guy. But longevity plays a factor. You know who else... Like, when we talk about a case for Hall of Fame, and this is a conversation that has been had, and it was broached a few years ago. Frank Gore. Frank Gore played a long-ass time. Mm-hmm. Frank Gore numbers, if I'm not mistaken, they're comparable to some of the running backs that are in the Hall of Fame now. I think as far as rushing yards, he's somewhere close to Emmitt, if I'm not mistaken. Emmitt's all-time.
Yeah, he is.
But Frank Gore is right there with him, because I think Frank Gore played, 20 years?
I think he ended up somewhere in the top 5 or 6 most rushing yards ever.
Yes, and longevity, like, that's the conversation that's going to be had about BG. I'm pretty sure somebody from Philadelphia.
Third most yards ever, Frank Gore.
Yes, I know somebody from Philadelphia is going to, you know, when they have those meetings about nomination for the Hall of Fame
and
stuff
like
that.
Oh, Ruben Frank can do it. Ruben, yeah.
They're going to make a strong case for BG to be a Hall of Famer. It's not easy to play this game for as long as you played it. And I would even go this far. There's already been a precedent set for guys that didn't play that long to make it to the Hall of Fame. We got one this year, Sterling Sharp. When you look at his numbers, didn't really play a whole long – he didn't play a long time, but he has some stellar numbers. Mm. Terrell Davis, another guy. Kurt Warner was another guy. Didn't play a long time, but they're Hall of Famers. So I think there's a case to be made going the other way. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting to see if longevity plays into it. Because I know one of the things that you had to be a difference maker in the era that you played in. He wasn't that. But damn it, man. Longevity. And Calais Campbell, who's still playing. I mean, hell, he has a case.
So when I mentioned that when Elliot was in with us, and I mentioned the Pro Football Focus here, they put up a thing like the most valuable defensive players, the defensive linemen, in the last 15 years,
mm-hmm.
that list had Calais Campbell and BG on it because they played. They played for so long. I actually think longevity's become underrated.
Yeah, it's your biggest asset is your availability. And I've said that before. And you talk about two guys that played. Like Calais Campbell has been on in the last 4 years, probably 16.
I'm going to ask you a question. Ready? These are totally different players, totally different careers. But if you were Howie, or you were GM Douglas over here, right? You were building a team. And I said to you, you could have Terrell Davis or Frank Gore. Now, Terrell Davis was better, but he only lasted 5 or 6 years.
And Frank Gore has some serious knee injuries early on.
But he kept coming back. If you were building a team, and I said you could have rookie Frank Gore, rookie Terrell Davis, and you're going to be the GM for the next 15 years, which one would you pick?
That's a good question.
It's just what are you like? Do you want the longevity or the greatness?
Well, I think as a GM, you want to go for the durability, the longevity. Well, longevity, because durability is.
Well, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. But Frank, you know, he's had seasons that he's been hurt, but he's played
a long
time.
Well, BG got hurt and came back.
Yeah, I would probably go for the durability because that's something, that's a position you ain't got to worry about for a while. But On the flip side, damn.
If I'm not patient, man. Davis, I want the,
hey, Terrell Davis had a hell of a short span in the NFL. He had a, you know, they say you sometimes the brightest stars, the brightest stars shine the bright. Wait a minute, I said it wrong.
Yep.
But anyway, the brightest stars shine the brightest, and they burn out the fastest, there you or go. Something
hey,
like
you
that.
You found it.
Well, I workshopped that.
It's man. Close enough.
Good job, man.
By the way, do we have the camera audio of his diet?
Yes, we do.
All right, listen to this, Hugh, and then you tell me if you think he's going to beat Fritz.
So I think this is Thursday of last week. Here's what we've had. Since last Thursday, we started Thursday with two slices of pepperoni pizza with blue cheese on the side and a Coke.
Oh, God.
Then, that night, I cooked a meal, John.
Wait, blue cheese on the side?
Yeah, I dipped the pizza in the blue cheese. Very good. Underrated. That night, I made pork chops for myself.
You know that's terrible for you.
Well, I get it. Pork chops with Uncle Ben's wild rice. All right, so
that, pork chops? How do you get pork chops?
I made them. I bought them, and I made them. So that was a good job on me. Friday morning, two pancakes with butter and syrup.
Not the Uncle Ben's.
Lunch, I had a Panera turkey sandwich, white bread, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, chips, and water. Dinner, at 11:30, I had a cheesesteak with onions, potato chips, and a Coke.
And you wonder why.
Saturday, I had two scrambled eggs, rye toast, and butter. Then, let's see here. Then I had a Wendy's cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, onions, fries, and a Frosty. and then that night.
Oh, my bad. God. So
that
bad.
Night I had five pieces of Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah, that Popeye's oh go God. Hard, though. Hey, listen.
Mac and cheese.
I know I sound like a stereotype right now, but that Popeye's goes hard.
It's really good. You're not wrong.
I hate to be that guy, but five pieces of Popeyes though, bro. That
Popeyes goes hard.
I know, but hold on.
Go hard.
But Popeyes, so no one's gonna say Popeyes isn't good. But Popeyes on top of the Wendy's and the cheesesteak and the donuts,
and then the donuts.
Yeah, it's
that's a lot. That's not the type of breakfast that you want. But he's getting a lot of protein.
I gotta say. It didn't
and
start
sugar.
Off
in fat.
It didn't
minute.
Start off as bad as I thought, and then it got progressively
it got worse.
Worse.
It got worse.
Look, that Joe gave me like, dude, why are you defending this? I'm not defending it. I'm just.
He
I
just
understand.
Heard Popeyes and was like,
no. Listen, as a guy that sometimes finding a meal is a challenge on a day to day basis. I mean, some of those meals, like you cut, like all the fast food, I'm not with that. But you know, you can go get some bait. You can go to the store now. They got healthier choices in the store. You can get some vegetables. You can go to Whole Check, and you can get a whole meal. You know, you can get some bland fish, some not seasoned greens, and some other stuff if you're hungry enough. And you know, you do the best that you can. I mean, listen, it hits the spot sometimes though. But boy, listen. And they might not all be like this, but there's a couple of them Whole Foods. You swear up and down, don't nobody know what the seasoning is. They don't put no seasoning on nothing. They need some seasoning.
There's something about the way you said bland fish. It's like, you know.
No. I've eaten there a couple times, and I'm just kidding, in a sense. Whole Foods got some good choices, man. They just don't believe in seasoning their food. They just don't.
Listen, Joe can eat whatever he wants. You can get bland fish. All I know is if there was a cardiologist listening, they'd just shake their
like,
head.
Wait, like, what is all that?
Man, oh, man. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got a lot going on today. Ken and Cinnaminson wants to weigh in on the camera versus Fritz. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
what's
Ken.
Up, man?
So that diet that you just heard laid out could explain why Joe had to have a plumber come in his house and install a bidet in his bathroom. Because that,
boy, he blowing that thing up, don't he?
That's all got to go somewhere, you know. Listen, I've been around Joe a lot, not as much as you guys have, but I've been around Joe a lot because I kind of got my start on the midday show that became the morning show here. And he stands no chance against Jack Fritz. I mean, zero chance. First of all, so I'm 61 years old, all right? But I'm 6'2", I'm 216 pounds, and I can tell you I could play Joe DeCamera in one-on-one basketball games right now. And he would not get anywhere near the basket. And Jack Fritz is 30. So, look, I know Mrs. Fritz must really love the whole dad bod thing because Jack has gone full on into the dad bod at 30 years old. But he's still 30 years old. He's still much bigger than Joe. Joe's not going to get anywhere near the basket. And, you know, if he starts calling these ticky-tack fouls, because who calls fouls in one-on-one basketball? Jack Fritz, my understanding, is like a 6 or 8 handicap at golf. And Joe spends the entire summer talking about trying to break 100. There's no chance.
Yeah, I don't think golf would go too well for him.
Yeah, it's a fair way to put it. It's lopsided. And you're right. Jack's also way taller. Ken, appreciate the phone call. Sometimes I could see both sides of an argument. I think this one, I think Joe's going to get cooked if they do this. All right, 215-592-9494. For final segment for you to weigh in on all this. Needless to say, we got a lot going on here today between BG. I want to re-sign JT to a 3-year deal before opening day. Fritz versus the camera. But it is March. You know what that means? March Madness starts tomorrow. I'm not talking about the NCAA tournament. That's awesome. I mean, I enjoy watching that. But that's not what's on my mind. What's on my mind is the bracket of Hughes. We will have for you next the number one seed, some fun matchups, and two Hughes entering the bracket red hot after yesterday. This guy at the airport.
It's unbelievable.
It was a scene. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.